The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for March, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Family Life Today with hosts Dave and Ann Wilson. You can hear their weekday broadcast three times at 5:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 6:30 p.m. And their weekend edition is called Real Life Loading, which is directed at young families and the issues that they face. And that's heard Saturday nights at 7. Recently, Dave and Ann were talking about how to apply grace in the home.
All right, today's a fun day.
It is fun.
We're going to talk about how to apply grace in the home. And I have no idea, so I'm going to let you guys talk about it.
Who's you guys?
You and Dane. We got Dane Ortlund back in the studio. We've been talking about grace, surprised by Jesus, gentle and lowly. You know, I look at you and I think you're the grace-giving grace expert.
Talk to my boys.
I was going to say, with Stacy and your voices.
Stacy, your wife of how many years?
21.
She would say that.
I think she would say that.
I do too.
You know, especially if you take her to a nice restaurant tonight. You know, you might earn a few points. But you've been a dad now 16 years?
I suppose you're right.
16
years.
Your oldest 16?
Yes. Oldest is 16. Five kids, 16 down to six. Four boys and a girl.
All right. Yeah. And so we've been talking the last couple of days about grace.
Yeah.
And even surprised by Jesus had a lot to do with his heart of grace. So we thought it might be fun to come up with five ideas for a grace-filled home. Ann and I talked a little bit about it. So we thought if you could give us three, we'll give two. Or if you could give us seven, we'll give zero. Either way, but let's have a conversation about it. What's the first one that came to your mind, Dane?
The first one that comes to my mind is something you guys said. I think you said it earlier this weekend, namely,
it had to be me.
Now, I'm pretty sure it was him. I'm positive it wasn't you, Dave. Yeah. And you said, if we're not finding it in the Word ourselves, we won't have anything to pass on. So first things first. I need the grace of God, like a glow in my heart, not merely true doctrine on paper, not less than that, but actually a glow, not only the light of grace, but the warmth of grace alive within me. Then the overflow of that is what others are picking up and feeding on. That's the kind of home I want.
That's good.
I mean, when you hear that, what do you think?
I think, amen. It's really hard to do it.
What I think is amen, and I feel work. I feel like do the work, which means open the Word. And again, it isn't like this magic little vitamin pill, poof, you know, you get it. But it's like, man, when I immerse and, I mean, I'm sure you feel the same thing. Every time I open the Word, I mean, every time, there's something that opens my eyes to the character and the heart of God, usually through Christ, that I hadn't seen or understood a year ago.
That's right. Absolutely true. And I would say through the Word and through your life and through friendships and through your local church, John Newton's last words, I am a great sinner, but I have a great Savior. Okay. I want those two twin truths, which are mutually reinforcing, to be alive in my heart. I'm going to see it in the Scripture mainly, but also I'm going to see, I just lost my temper with my 8-year-old again. And I need to go make that right. Guess what? I just got a little bit more traction with this truth. I am a great sinner. Therefore, take fresh refuge in, but I have a great Savior. And let those two truths come together and be spilling out as them.
I think that right there is what has drawn me to Jesus more than anything. As I was parenting, it brought out so much in me that was so sinful. I just remember thinking, I had no idea I was this angry.
Yeah.
I had no idea I was this impatient.
Yeah.
I had no idea I was this judgmental of other people.
Right.
It just confirmed in me like, oh, the grace has to start exactly as you said, Dane.
Yeah.
It starts with me being with Jesus and him reminding me, I've paid that for
you. Yes, excellent.
And he, and this is what's so mind-blowing, as you said, he's cheering for me.
Remember to listen to Family Life Today three times each weekday, 5:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 6:30 p.m. And their Saturday night edition at 7 p.m. called Real Life Loading. Family Life Today also sponsors the Weekend to Remember Marriage Conferences, and they have a conference coming up this month, March 17th through the 19th at the Hyatt Regency in Bellevue. Find out more about that at familylifetoday.com.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.